No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now. Say it with me. You are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 10th day of July. Welcome, everyone. It's a joy to be here with you in this safe, and I hope it's sacred space together as we read the Bible every day in chronological order. I'm Jill. I'm not sure if I said that. Probably did. It's just one of those days today already. Oh, wow. Let's just take a deep breath together, shall we? Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Let it all go. That feels so good sometimes. Okay. We started the book of Isaiah yesterday, and boy, a lot is going to happen in the book of Isaiah. Today, we're going to continue in the book of Isaiah, reading chapters 5 through 8, and just a couple days left in the Evangelical Heritage Version, Isaiah chapter 5. Let me sing for my loved one, a song about my loved one's vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile ridge. He dug it up and gathered the stones out of it. He planted it with the best vines. He built a tower in the middle of it. He also cut a wine press into it. He expected it to produce clusters of sweet grapes, but it produced only sour grapes. So now, you residents of Jerusalem and you men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard that I have not already done for it? When I expected it to produce clusters of sweet grapes, why did it produce sour grapes? Now, let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will become a pasture. I will break down its wall, and it will be trampled down. I will make it a wasteland. It will not be pruned or hoed. So briars and thorns will shoot up. I will also command the clouds not to pour rain on it. Yes, the vineyard of the Lord of armies is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are the planting that was pleasing to him. He expected justice, but instead there was oppression. He expected righteousness, but there was an outcry. Woe to you who join house to house, who connect field to field, until there is no room left, except room for you alone to live in the middle of the land. The Lord of armies announces this in my hearing. I swear that many houses will be deserted. Even the large and beautiful houses will be unoccupied. Then 10 acres of vineyard will yield only 6 gallons of wine, and 6 bushels of seed will yield less than a bushel. Woe to those who rise up early in the morning to chase after beer, who stay up late into the night until wine inflames them. Harp, lyre, drum, flute, and wine are at their drinking parties, but they have no regard for the work of the Lord, nor have they paid attention to what his hands are doing. This is why my people go into captivity, lack of knowledge. Their dignitaries starve to death, and the whole crowd is parched with thirst. That is why the grave has increased its appetite and its mouth is wide open. Their splendor and their noisy crowds, their loud revelry and their celebration will go down into the grave. So mankind is humbled, man is brought low, and the eyes of the arrogant are brought low. But the Lord of armies is exalted by justice, and God the Holy One reveals his holiness by righteousness. Then lambs will graze there as their pasture, and aliens will eat among the ruins of the rich. Woe to those who drag their guilt behind them with cords of lies, and their wickedness with cart ropes. They say, "Let him hurry, let him speed up his work so that we may see it, and let the plan of the Holy One of Israel draw near. Let it come, so that we may know it." Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are champions at drinking wine and heroes at mixing drinks, who acquit the guilty for a bribe but deny justice for the innocent. Therefore, as the flames of a fire devour stubble, and as dry grass sinks down into the flames, in the same way their roots will rot, and their blossoms will dry up like dust, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of armies, and they have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, the Lord's anger burns against his people, and he has stretched out his hand against them and has struck them. The mountains tremble, and their dead bodies will lie like garbage in the middle of the streets. In spite of all this, his anger is not turned away, and his hand is still stretched out, ready to strike. He will raise a signal flag for the nations from far away, and he will whistle for them to come from the end of the earth. Watch, they will come quickly and swiftly. No one among them will be weary or stumble. No one will slumber or sleep. The belt around their waist will not be unbuckled. The straps of their sandals will not be broken. Their arrows are sharp and all their bows bent. Their horses' hoofs will be like flint and their wheels like a whirlwind. Their roar will sound like a lioness. They will roar like young lions. Yes, they will growl. They will seize their prey and carry it off, and there will be no one to rescue anyone from them. In that day, the roar against them will be like the roaring of the sea. If anyone looks at the land, he sees only darkness and distress. The light is darkened by clouds. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two they covered their faces. With two they covered their feet. With two they flew. One called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. The whole earth is full of his glory." The foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of the one who called, and the temple was filled with smoke. Then I said, "I am doomed. I am ruined because I am a man with unclean lips, and I dwell among a people with unclean lips, and because my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of armies." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, carrying a glowing coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with the coal and said, "Look, this has touched your lips, so your guilt is taken away and your sin is forgiven." Then I heard the Lord's voice saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am. Send me." He said, "Go. You are to tell this people, 'Keep listening, but you will never understand. Keep looking, but you will never get it. Make the heart of this people calloused. Make their ears deaf and blind their eyes, so that they do not see with their eyes, or hear with their ears, or understand with their hearts, and turn again and be healed." Then I said, "Lord, how long?" He answered, "Until the cities are a wasteland without a single inhabitant, until the houses are totally deserted, and the farmland is completely devastated, until the Lord has removed the people far away, and the abandoned places within the land are many. If there is only a tenth left in it, that too will be burned in its turn, like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is cut down, so the holy seed is its stump." This took place in the days when Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, was king of Judah. Rezin, king of Aram, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, marched up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but they could not capture it. The house of David was told, "Aram has allied itself with Ephraim." The heart of Ahaz trembled, and the heart of his people trembled, as the trees of the forest tremble in the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out now to meet Ahaz, you and your son Shear-Jashub." Meet him at the end of the water channel from the upper pool on the road that goes to the launderer's field. Tell Ahaz, get control of yourself and remain calm. Do not be afraid. Do not lose your courage because of these two stubs of smoldering torches. Do not be afraid because of the fierce anger of Rezin, Aram, and the son of Remaliah. Even though Aram, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have plotted evil against you and said, let's go up against Judah and tear it apart. Let's divide it among ourselves and set up a king over it, namely, this son of Tabeel. This is what the Lord God says. Their plan shall not succeed. It shall not take place. Yes, the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. But within 65 years of Ephraim will be broken into pieces, so that it will no longer be a people. The head of Ephraim is only Samaria, and the head of Samaria is only Ramaliah's son. If you do not stand firm in faith, you will not stand at all. The Lord spoke to Ahaz again. He said, ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Ask for it either in the depths below or in the heights above. But Ahaz responded, I will not ask. I will not test the Lord. So Isaiah said, listen now, you house of David. Is it not enough for you to test the patience of men? Will you test the patience of my God as well? Therefore the Lord himself will give a sign for all of you. Look, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and name him Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse evil and choose good. Because even before the child knows how to refuse evil and choose good, the land whose two kings you dread will be forsaken. The Lord will bring on you, on your people, and on your father's house days worse than any since the day that Ephraim broke away from Judah. The Lord will bring the king of Assyria. This is what will take place in that day. The Lord will whistle for the fly that is at the farthest end of Egypt's rivers, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. They will come and settle in the deep ravines, in the clefts, in the rocks, among all the thorn hedges, and in all the pastures. In that day, the Lord will shave with a razor, hired from the regions beyond the river Euphrates, namely, the king of Assyria. This razor will shave their head and the hair on their legs, and it will also scrape away their beard. In that day, a man will keep alive a young cow and two sheep, and because of the abundant milk they give, he will eat curds. So everyone left in the land will eat curds and honey. In that day, in every place where 1,000 vines worth 1,000 silver shekels were growing, there will be only briars and thorns. Hunters will go there with a bow and arrow, because all that land will be briars and thorns. You will no longer venture into all the hills that once were cultivated with the hoe, because you will be afraid of the briars and thorns, and the hills will be a pasture for grazing oxen, a land trampled by sheep. The Lord said to me, get a large tablet and write on it with a man's stylus, for Mehar, Shalal, Hash, Baz. I also swore in faithful witnesses, Uriah the priest and Zechariah son of Jeberechiah. I approached the prophetess, and she conceived and gave birth to a son. Then the Lord said to me, name her Mehar, Shalal, Hash, Baz. For before the child knows how to say, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the plunder of Samaria will be carried away by the king of Assyria. Then the Lord spoke to me again and said, because these people have rejected the gently flowing waters of Shiloah, and they rejoice in Rezin and in Remaliah's son, therefore the Lord is now about to bring against them the mighty floodwaters of the river, that is, the king of Assyria, in all his glory. It will overflow all its channels, and it will flood all its banks. It will sweep onward into Judah. It will overflow and pass through the land. It will rise up all the way to the neck, and its wingspan will reach across the width of your land, Emmanuel. Be broken to pieces, you peoples. Be shattered. Listen, all of you from faraway countries. Dress for battle and be shattered. Dress for battle and be shattered. get together, make your plans, but they will not succeed. Speak the word, but it will not stand, for God is with us. Listen, this is how the Lord spoke to me with a strong hand upon me. He instructed me not to walk in the way of this people. He said, do not say a conspiracy about everything that this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be terrified. The Lord of armies is the one you are to respect as holy. He is the one you must fear. He is the one you must dread. He will be a sanctuary, but for both houses of Israel, he will be a stone they stumble over and a rock they fall over, and he will be a snare and a trap for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Many will stumble over it. They will fall and be broken. They will be snared and captured. Roll up the scroll of testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. I will wait for the Lord, who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will wait hopefully for him. Look, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are signs and warnings to Israel from the Lord of armies who dwells in Mount Zion. When they tell you, consult the mediums and the spiritists who whisper and mutter. Shouldn't a people consult their God? Should they consult the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony. If people do not speak according to this word, there will be no dawn for them. They will pass through the land distressed and starving. But when this takes place and they are starving, they will be frustrated and they will curse their king and their God. They will turn their faces upward and then they will look down to the ground. But I tell you, they will see only distress, darkness, and the gloom that brings anguish. They will be banished into thick darkness. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this time together in your word. I pray that we would hear your word and be doers of your word, God. Knowing that we know you, we know the heart and the mind of our Father by hearing the word of God. And we are to align our hearts and our thoughts with yours. And we do so by hearing and listening and then understanding and surrendering to what we thought we knew to be the truth and accepting the truth through your words. Awaken what is in us that is sleeping and shake that which needs to be shook and let it fall off. Cut it off, burn it off, so that the truth can be embedded, uprooted, planted, and lived out within us. Let it begin with me here today. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you. We could not do it without you, and we are really truly grateful for each and every one of you. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you are utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand section. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you would like to share with the community what you believe God has answered through their prayers, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or once again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right-ish section. When you are finished, hit the little red microphone, and then right below that, hit the chronological icon on the right-hand side. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Good morning, Dempsey family. It is July 6th. This is God's Fulfilled You in Jupiter, Florida. I'm calling in for this sweet sister who asked for prayers for her marriage. I'm so sorry that you are going through this with your husband. I have been there. I know what it's like. My husband and I have been in therapy with a Christian counselor for over 6 months, and we still struggle with some issues that just seem to be strongholds in our marriage. So I lift you and your husband up to the throne of God's grace and mercy. I can tell that you love your husband. Part of my counseling is just to look and reflect in my own heart to understand I need to respect my husband no matter what. That it's not always a feeling of being in love, but I love my husband as Christ loves the church, and my husband is to love me as Christ loves the church. And I pray this blessing over you and your husband. I pray that your husband gets the help that he needs regarding his anger. And it is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of courage. I love you. I am praying for you and your husband. I'm praying the blood of Jesus over your marriage. In Jesus' mighty name, sweet sister. I love you.
Good morning or afternoon, DABC family, wherever you're listening from. This is, yes, a blast from the past voice, Lady of Victor. Hope everyone is doing well. This message is for his redeemed daughter. Thank you so much for your prayers and for thinking of me and KSD. We appreciate that for sure. Definitely praying for God's guidance and direction, because yeah, that's where we always want to be, no matter what has taken place, no matter what has happened, no matter what is happening. God still sits on the throne, and as the scripture tells us, I believe it's in Jeremiah 32, that there's nothing too hard for God. So yeah, we appreciate that. Also praying for your lymphedema, that God will heal from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, that this thing will not overtake you. Forgive me for that background noise, I'm in the gym. That it won't overtake you, that you will be able to overcome this thing that is trying to infiltrate your body. Again, thank you so much for your prayers, and hope all is well with everyone. And just from listening, today is July 6th. Just from listening, it seems like marriage is under attack everywhere. So even though I'm going through what I'm going through, it doesn't stop me from praying for what other people are experiencing. So definitely keeping marriages, even mine, up in prayer. Love you guys too much. Be encouraged.
This is John from Texas. I apologize for not getting back sooner. I called in a little over a week ago about a problem with my shoulder and my arm muscle that was really sore. I could barely move my arm without being in pain. The next day after I called in, I could move my arm perfectly without any problem. It's still a little sore, but not in the same spot. I think it's just something that needs to be, a bruise or something that doesn't quite work right. But the pain that I had before was completely gone. And I wanted to thank all of you who prayed for me. And I just wanted to say, praise the Lord. He is an awesome God. And this incident, I've been telling other people that knew that I had a problem, and they're all thanking the Lord for the healing that the prayer brought. And it looks like I've got about 30 seconds left, so I'm going to say praise the Lord and thank you all for praying. Amen.